Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. Connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests, Andy Ingram, HandMailMover.com. Welcome.
Thank you. Privilege to be here.
And repeat offender, Treasured Past is with us again. Welcome.
Good morning.
to have you with us as well. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegel.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. I'll be a financing planner to save you money, personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And what are we celebrating today? I look every day. Well, great country that we live in. Got to have something to celebrate on a daily basis. We just take care of that for you right here on Ron Siegel Radio. Give you a couple of things to think about. National Law Day? Yeah, okay. National Loyalty Day? Mother Goose Day? I don't know about that one. School Principals Day? I used to spend some time in his office. Yeah. So having anorexia, I always look for the food of the day. National Chocolate Parfait Day. I can handle that one. And, you know, well, we had one, a good one over at the stadium the other night. So we'll stick with that and see where it's going. What the market's doing this morning. Check that one for you. Yeah, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 283 points. S&P down 15. Oil down 87 cents a barrel. Should I look at it? Anybody want to know what we have in Taxifornia, what numbers look like here in Taxifornia when we talk about oil, when we talk about gas? I did see that they've got the rescission of the gas tax, did make it for the ballot, but maybe we can get down a little bit closer to the national average right now for a gallon of gasoline, $2.81. In Taxifornia, we're paying $3.61.6. So if you need to fill up, I'm going to just give you the information you need to know. You can head over to Arkansas or Oklahoma. They're about $2.52 a gallon. Now, over a dollar cheaper than we're paying right here in Taxifornia. Unbelievable. Look and see where we stand. 361.6 is the average for the state in, well, let's see, in Riverside County, San Bernardino County. We're going to look at San Bernardino. We don't want to look at San Bernardino County, do we? Let's just, San Bernardino is 360 a gallon. For some reason, they're not showing some of the, Orange County doesn't show up here, I guess, anymore. We're not part of tax reform. Thank goodness, maybe we're not part of tax reform. 362.7 is what they're showing on the AAA here for Orange County, California, San Diego. You're a 360. They get to tax you just a little bit more than that. So have fun. Moving right along, let's see what the markets, the treasuries, 10-year treasury, 2.97 right now. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. What does that mean to you? What does that mean to your family? We'll get into that in just a few minutes here. What else is happening in the news? Well, we've still got the goofball from the this is interesting, and it's a shame because I'm not going to even mention the goofball's name. You probably have seen the news about the goofball that was over there at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Don't want to give her name any publicity because for some stupid reason, her Twitter followers have doubled in the last day. Really? I mean, people have that little to go on. Twitter followers have doubled. Now, I just wonder if I went on air and started saying some of the things about, you know, like crazy Maxine Waters and talked about her the way this goofball talked about Sarah Sanders and Kellyanne Conway, do you think we might have a little bit of a different conversation going on? Unbelievable how this has gone right there. So when are people going to start looking and saying, you know, this isn't right? Treating people is not, you know, you should have some courtesy. You think we'll ever get back to that day again? Fascinating. And moving right along. How about Ronnie Jackson? Another one of those issues. Decorated admiral, served as the medical doctor for three different presidents. Then you get this goofball senator, I think it was, who came out with some unsubstantiated comments. Well, now obviously we've all heard that Ronny Jackson withdrew his name to be the VA secretary. Senators can do any better at the Veterans Administration than what Admiral Jackson has done or could do. Now, the senators do absolutely nothing. They work for about two days a week sometimes. Yet they can ruin a person's reputation like this. Unbelievable. So Sean Conley took over as the White House physician back in March. He'll continue that role. Ronny Jackson, I wonder what he's going to end up doing now, because, you know, I can't say, can you really see you blame some of these people? Why do they want to get into politics at all? Based on what's going on in our country right now and what's going on in the United States Senate, the United States Congress, the George Soros media, the Media Matters, all these substantiated rumors, he really wants to start serving our country in some of these roles? Do they want to get into leadership? I would wonder why. I had a conversation over the weekend with somebody and said, even local politics, do you want to get involved in local politics? Why? With all the sliminess that goes on, you have to really wonder about that. The migrants, have you been following any of that story? The migrant caravan coming to, who do you think is behind that? And you think, if you want to believe that this was all just a grassroots effort, paying for all of the media to be following this whole caravan that's going through, have any idea where that's coming from? Just a question. Dozens of immigrants vowing to remain outside. Oh, here we go. That's a little bit of overlay here.
Caravan.
Who do you think is behind that? Now, you got to love it when we get the extra sounds coming through here.
This was all just a grassroots effort.
I'm on, computer. Well, we'll try and get this fixed here real quick so we don't have to hear. Some people don't want to hear me once. Now you hear me twice. Isn't that special? Talking about the migrant workers. Here we go. Going 200 members of a care.
Oh, we're back here again.
Some people want to hear me once. Now you hear me twice.
Let's see if we can figure out why this is going on, guys.
Talking about the migrant workers. Here we go. Going 200 members.
No, we got
the.
Oh, we're back here again.
Some people don't. One.
Let's see if we can figure out
get the
going on,
speakers going here, guys.
Let's see if we can
here fix this again. We might have to go to a break and take care of this, but we'll see if we can get our operations going here. Gotta love fun. Technology, isn't it grand sometimes?
We'll break and take care of this.
Okay, well, we'll figure it out, maybe. Hey, we might have to take I can't talk over them.
Technology, isn't it grand sometimes?
See if this will work. Mute. That work there? Are we getting that coming through a little better right there, guys? Okay. So we got the migrants. Every one of them wants asylum. But the question is, who's paying for the media to be embedded in this caravan? Ever thought about that part of it? Who's paying for the lawyers that are down there showing up? Have you thought about that part of it? A lot of question marks coming out of this whole mess out there at the border. And maybe instead of just this catch and release, maybe they'll put them into some sort of a holding area. The idea here, not that I want to harm any of these individuals, but the idea is at some point in time we have to set a precedent, right? And let them know other parts of the world that, you know something, just because you get involved in some of these caravans, because you try and break the U.S. law, because you think you can beat the law, beat our system, that it's not going to be all rosy when you do that. I saw that this morning, 12 people scaled the wall. They actually get better benefits than 200 people that are standing online. Does that make any sense to anybody? Am I missing something here? We'll continue watching that one for you as well as we continue. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk about a new business opportunity. I think it's a great concept, mainly because I'm lazy and I could use it. But I like talking about these kind of things. We're going to also talk about how much has your home increased in value over the last year, ways you can erase your credit card debt. All that and more, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. You can connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio on Twitter. We're there too. Ron Siegel Radio right there on Twitter. If you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay will be available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel the numeral one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions. NMLS has tremendous opportunities. You just need some trust, guys. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has all the programs that you might be looking for. Yes, no down payment for our USDA friends. No down payment for our veterans or retired or active military. No down payments there either. Minimal down payment. How about $1 million house, 5% down, no mortgage insurance? Yeah, they have all of that stuff over there at Gold Star Mortgage. What's the market doing, though? The U.S. 10-year Treasury, the yield is up 4 basis points. Yield meaning interest rates, 2.97. That's a pretty good number comparatively for our seniors who are living off of fixed income. But from the mortgage standpoint, the bonds are down about 6 basis points. Anytime the bond itself goes down, that means interest rates are going up. We don't like to hear that one too often, but it does mean that our economy is a little better. But interest rates up, yeah, we don't like to see that. So we're looking at about the Dow Jones Industrial Average down quite a bit. CoreLogic released their home price index report showing that home prices rose by 1.4% in March, 7.4% on a year-over-year basis. The March one-year appreciation reading of 7% is a solid increase from 6.7% in February. CoreLogic forecasts that homes will appreciate 5.2% in the year going forward, which is again a strong increase from 4.7% last month. Remember, that does not take into account any leverage. So if you are paying, you know, I just talked about that 5% down $1 million property. So that means, if I'm not mistaken, you got to multiply that 5% for appreciation projection by 20. Yeah, not bad on, and that would be the return on your cash. So if you can double your money in a year, what do you think about that concept? CoreLogic economist Frank Notheft said home prices grew briskly in the first quarter of 2018. High demand, limited supply have pushed home prices above where they were in early 2006. New construction still lags historically normal levels, keeping upward pressure on prices. Those of you that think that we're in another bubble and then it's going to come crashing down, notice again another economist, upward pressure on prices. Just basic supply and demand, folks. If you think about it, there's no supply. There's still increasing demand. What do you think is going to happen? Just a thought for you. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. So let's chat about a little bit about, you know, if you're, I am a self-proclaimed extremely lazy person. You know, if I can get away with doing things, my sister harasses me on a daily basis that, you know, I just don't want to get my hands dirty. And I'm not going to be the one to say that she's wrong. You know, I'd get in trouble if I did. So think about this concept. Do you ever use Uber? Now, I'm just a, you know, I do every once in a while just because we have been known to indulge on Taco Tuesday, Wine Wednesday, Throwdown Thursday, and then we get to the weekend. So think about all that. So we've got Uber. Now, what about the concept of needing to move something? Now, by default or by design, I should say, I have a small car, right? So that way I can't be required. My wife can't say, hey, can you go pick this up for me? But what about this concept, 10milemover.com? We're going to talk to Andy Ingram today. How'd you come up with that idea? Andy, you must like to get your hands dirty or something.
I do. I like helping people.
Okay. I like helping people too. Mortgages, real estate, estate planning, divorce, bankruptcy. You know, some different scenarios, right?
Uh-huh.
Different strokes for different folks. How'd you come up with this idea?
Well, I've had a pickup truck nearly my entire life.
Okay.
Okay. Except for about 3 years where I bought a cabin in Big Bear and commuted. About a 2-hour commute from there to Anaheim Fire on. And that 3-year period, there's multiple times where I needed to get something, needed to get a deal, needed to pick something up. And the one that was the aha moment for me was when I borrowed my partner's truck at the fire station, took care of some stuff, came back or went to top it off, $80 to fill his tank. And I was like, everybody.
$80 to top it off?
Yeah, well, he was a little pretty empty.
Okay.
But that was the moment where I was just like, everybody has this need. I've been helping people my whole life, but now I don't have a truck, and now I'm the one asking for help.
So, you know, something, you'll chuckle, because starting way back in my college days, and that was just last year or the year before. Wait a second. I think I've got a friend here that might be – yeah. When we'd have friends that would say, will you help us move? My comment would always be, yes, do you want me to give you 50 or 100? Right? I mean, the concept is, you know, again, even back then, I wasn't really excited about the idea of physical labor.
Oh, and everybody's like, well, I got pizza and a beer.
Right, exactly.
Like, no,
I'll help, no problem.
Another Saturday, really?
So this thing's like there's a great need for it. So now, are you only going 10 miles?
No.
Okay.
10 miles is our base price. We can give you a fixed price for that. Beyond that, we do $2 a mile, and it's all built into the website.
Oh, nice. Okay, so... Just saying, I think I might have a wine refrigerator that I need to get a hold of, and it might be 11 miles away, but we'll talk. Okay, so, but that's the concept. It's basically for a short-haul move.
Right.
Now, you mentioned a pickup, so is it just small?
Smaller items.
So it's a handyman type thing.
Right. We don't do appliances, no refrigerators, no
big stoves. So much for my so much for my wine fridge. I guess I'm going to have to go rent a truck. Okay, so give me an idea that the concept. Because you said it's all built in and fixed pricing. Mm-hmm. So if I was so inclined to go over and rent a pickup, how is it going to compare to what I, if I, or what is it? I think Home Depot has a thing where it's $29.95 plus gas, plus miles, plus insurance, plus everything
available.
Else they can, if it's available.
Right.
And then you get it for about 20 minutes.
Right, right. But then you don't have any help either.
Right.
You know, we come with the driver, which will help to load and unload. If we need more than, you know, like if it's a sofa that you don't want to help do anything at all, then we send two trucks.
I'm really good at that. I'm really, really good at doing nothing. Lisa's over here. I've known Lisa for ages, and she's vouching to the fact that I'm good at doing nothing. I can open a bottle of wine. Does that count?
Yeah, that'll help.
Okay, so the concept is that it's basically small lots.
Right.
So
you go to Costco, you buy a table and chairs, and you can't get it home. So we'll send a driver over and pick it up. Table and four chairs were at $41.50, and that's $40 plus a 3% user fee.
Wow. Okay. So that's very reasonable.
Very reasonable.
Right. And for those of you that are like me, you can get the guys at Costco to help load.
Right.
So that'll all fit in one load.
Right.
So, and it's basically, do you do it all yourself then?
Well, the driver does.
It's okay.
Like
so there's multiple drivers.
Like Uber for pickup trucks.
Okay.
Yeah. So with multiple drivers for that, the driver can turn that load in 35, 40 minutes because we're just typically taking it to your curbside or door. If you need help to go inside, then we need two people to do that, and that would double the cost. But then we can take it wherever you want inside the house.
Interesting. So it really seems like it's a great niche.
Oh,
right? I mean, because everybody has a need.
It fills a big need, yeah.
Right? I mean, you get a new sofa and you want to give the old one to your kids or one of our favorite charities, Patriots and Paws. They can give it over to them, and
right.
You just have it delivered.
Right. We deal a lot with Patriots and Paws. We actually are giving 1% of all the proceeds that come in and go to Patriots and Paws.
You know, something I thought I noticed that on here somewhere, but that's a great, great cause.
Oh, absolutely. They have a great organization.
Right, absolutely. So we're going to – in fact, I'm going to be with some of their folks right after we leave here today.
Nice.
But that's a nice thing. So it's you love the idea of having an organization, community-based organization, that's also giving back to the community.
Absolutely. And I'm a big advocate, actually, more so for the driver themselves. And I see this as a big opportunity for people who don't have much opportunity. They can actually make pretty good money doing it.
So if I wanted to become a driver, what are the qualifications that I'd have to have to be a driver?
Got to have a pickup truck, number one.
What a shame. I can't do it. I'm out. Okay, so those people that do have pickup trucks, I know the F-150 is a pretty popular truck.
Sure.
Right, so what do you, is that the only?
That's the main thing, and then you can go online, and there are a few basic stuff that we're looking for on there that you can see on the online stuff. It's a good opportunity. We're looking for people that want to serve others and help and give back. Good, you know, with that end of stuff, if the drivers are making 85% of that load, which it turns pretty fast. So it really.
So if
is.
You figure that a load, if you're looking at short drive, short haul, so you're 10 miles, you're going to do that in about 15 minutes or 20 minutes maybe.
Yeah, and the load and unload, you're typically about 35 to 45 minutes. On
35 to 45 minutes, and you're getting 85% of a 40-something dollar.
Yeah, $35.02 would be their cut.
Okay, so you do that 4 or 5 times on a Saturday, and you can supplement some income real nice.
Yeah. And that's on the low side. If, you know, I mean, there are other rides that are multiple items that you can put in the truck that will, you know, put the price up a little bit more.
And what does that mean, multiple items? So, like you mentioned earlier, a table and four chairs, that's five items?
That table and four chairs we consider like one item, and that would be $41.20.
Okay.
And then if you had a few boxes you wanted to throw in, an end table, a few more things would make the load worth a little bit more money.
Okay. So, and then I assume it says that type of stuff on the website.
Right, exactly.
Okay, because I just throwing some concepts out
there.
Sure. Right, I mean, and I'll throw another one out to you just because it's something that I looked at just recently. Like, you know, Costco, they have the heater lamps.
Uh-huh.
Right? They're getting that time of year, right? If you want to sit out in the backyard, my wife's always cold. It doesn't matter whether it's 90 or 100 degrees, and she's still cold. Put a heater over there, and there's a wet one for the table, so you get two or three heater lamps. Is that each item is separate then?
Well, if they're coming in large boxes, we have large item selection there.
Okay.
They're like $15 each.
Okay.
You know, for a large item, if you check three of those, then we'd be at like $45. So
okay,
minimum order is $41.20.
Okay. Great information. We're going to talk more with Andy Ingram. 10-mile mover. No S on there. They just do one. 10milemover.com is the name of the company. We're going to get more information from Andy when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current event and the financial markets. We will also, I know there's other things on our rundown. I guess I should have looked at that, right? To talk about how much has your home increased in value over the last year, ways you can erase your credit card debt, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text Toolkit. Toolkit, no space, to 79564. Get the ultimate home finance toolkit, mortgage calculators, home affordability worksheets, and access to real-time interest rates. All that is free. Text Toolkit, 79564. How much has your home increased in value over the last year? Good question. Home values have risen dramatically over the last 12 months. Again, I mentioned this a little bit earlier. CoreLogic, their home price index report, they revealed that national home prices have increased 6.7% year over year. Now, they broke it down further. Good enough, guys. Thank you. They broke it down further, the appreciation, into four price ranges, giving us a little more detailed view than if we had simply looked at the year-over-year prices in a national median home price. I shared the chart earlier today. It shows four price ranges. If you're looking at the low price range, 9.3% year-over-year. Low to middle, 8.5%. Middle to moderate, 7%. High prices, that's Orange County, 5.4%. So we're going to be dealing in the top two ranges right there, 7% to 5.4%. It's important to pay attention to how prices are changing in your local market. The location of your home is not the only factor that determines how much your home has appreciated over the course of the year. Lower-priced homes have appreciated at greater rates than homes at the upper ends of the spectrum due to demand from first-time home buyers and baby boomers looking to right-size. The bottom line, if you're planning to list your home for sale in today's market, let's chat. If you need to sell your home extremely quickly, we've got all kinds of investors who are out there looking to buy homes, almost any price range. If you're looking to move them very, very fast, aggressive pricing, give me a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. We will put you in touch with some of the investors as well. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text toolkit to 79564. So let's chat the next subject, because now that we've got a mover in place, what are you moving? Well, the interesting scenario might be if you want to talk to Lisa Lewis. Treasured Past is the name of her company. Lisa's been with us almost since the day we started doing radio. It goes back a day or two, Lisa.
A little while.
Yeah. So Treasured Past, what is Treasured Past?
Estate sale.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about, I mean, some of us know estate sales. We think we know estate sales. What is, I mean, estate sales, isn't that like a fancy term for a garage sale?
It's a garage sale on steroids.
A garage sale on steroids. Okay.
If you're going to compare the two. Generally with an estate sale, it's when someone either downsizes, passes away, where they want to sell some or all of the possessions located within a house. So with a garage sale, you take a few things outside, set them up on the driveway, put out a couple of paper signs to bring some people in, and then you deal with the masses. And with an estate sale, we come in, we bring in tables, we bring in display racks, locked cases for the smaller, finer items. We do research. We research anything that is new, anything that we haven't seen in a while, that's old, that's unusual, to find out what they're currently selling for. Anyone can ask any price, and somebody might be silly enough to pay it. Also, people don't know what they're selling, so there are always going to be lowball prices. But we want to know what the majority the median price selling price is for items.
So if you look at a couch and you see that it's selling online for $100 over at, I'm dating myself, Levitt's. I don't even think they're around anymore. But something like that, is that what you're going to sell it for in an estate sale?
No. So the things like a sofa, tables and chairs, the cleaning products, the kitchen items, we do 3 to 4 sales a month. So we know what those things sell for because we sell them all the time. I'm talking about the more collectible items, the glass, the figurines, the jewelry, things like that. That
wow,
are like
she'll sell jewelry too.
Jewelry, we sell vehicles, boats, cars, just about anything.
So am I going to get a bargain if I come and visit you?
You're going to pay a whole lot less than you would pay if you were to go out there and buy something new.
Okay.
But my responsibility is to the person, to the owner of those items, to get fair market value for them.
But fair market value, I'm assuming, is going to be, being that it's used, is going to be different than what the market would be if the same item brand new.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's a big difference in between new and estate sale prices. But there's also a big difference between estate sale prices and garage sale prices.
Okay.
So, because we actually know what we're selling and we know what they'll sell for as well.
Is there going to be a difference in the quality type things, or is it basically this you know, it might be, you know, I think of a garage sale as the stuff that I'm one man's trash is another man's treasure. Whereas an estate sale seems to me like it's more that somebody was really happy with the product and something changed in their life situation.
Absolutely. There's always items that we would consider garage sale items at an estate sale. However, the majority of the things, these were the items that people were living with in the home that they were living in. So they're nice, they're clean, they're quality, many times high quality name brand items, but they no longer have a need for them.
Interesting. So then it seems to me that the location of the estate sale might have a bearing on the type of product I'm looking at.
Not necessarily.
Oh, really? Because, I mean, I think, you know, being the cheap guy that I am, and my favorite word is free, right? I like to go down to Balboa Island, and they have a couple times a year, they've got a big an island-wide garage sale.
Right.
You know, some of the things there, you know, stuff that people are getting rid of are things that I wish I had,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I would think that, you know, if you have an estate sale on Balboa Island or Beverly Hills or Anaheim Hills or Cowan Heights, you're going to find some really, really fancy stuff.
You may.
But there's no guarantees.
There's no guarantees. In those same neighborhoods, though, someone may have moved in, 30 or 40 years ago, and they really haven't updated anything, and what they moved in with wasn't all that great to begin with.
Okay.
Also, by the same token, you can go into some very low socioeconomic neighborhoods where someone bought that house when it was new. They've lived there their entire lives, and they didn't put money into the house, but they put money into the things they put inside the house. So
the millionaire next door book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They may have some wonderful things. So if you're willing to go into some of those low end areas, they're not so safe, you can find some really wonderful items there.
Buried treasures.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. So how do I find out about these things? How do I know what you're going to have, or do you even know what you're going to have?
I don't know until I go view a property. I get phone calls all the time. I'll always go and see to make sure that a sale makes sense for both the homeowner and for us. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But
if I'm a homeowner, how do I determine if it makes sense for you?
I can determine if it makes sense for me,
but
I need to make sure it makes sense for you as well. Time wise, some people are in such a tight time to get out that there's just no way to do a sale for them, and then we would need to give them some other options as well. Some locations were prohibited by doing estate sales because the homeowners association views it like a garage sale. So they say no garage sales. So by the same token, there's no estate sales either. In a gated community.
Ask for forgiveness.
Well, the last thing we want to do is be shut down in the middle, of a sale.
Sure.
As gated communities, those are challenging to do sales. So there, for lots of reasons, sometimes a sale does not make sense. But we can help them with other options, for their items as well.
So now does everything get sold at the sale?
We sell everything that the family doesn't remove from the property or doesn't want to retain.
Wow.
So from
it's basically you guys walk out with the broom. So I don't have to worry about
right.
getting rid of anything when you guys are done.
What we ask the family to do is to take all of the things out that they want to keep. To go through and make sure that they remove the personal papers, the family photos, the medications, things like that. Get those off the property. And then
you don't want to be out there selling the Viagra. That could cause a problem.
And then anything else that's left is what we sell. Once we're done, there's always items that are left over. And then at that point, we can offer them donation opportunities or clean out opportunities to clear the rest of the items from the property.
And for the I'm assuming lazy people like me that go on a great bargain, then we have to call Andy to get him to move it.
Yes.
Is that the idea?
Absolutely. Because there's always nice pieces of furniture, but the furniture is big and the furniture is awkward. And they
people say that about me, big and awkward. I hear that all the time. Zeb, don't you say a word about that.
No. And that's where Andy comes in. And Andy has helped many of our clients over the past month or so since Patriots and Paws connected the two of us.
Nice.
And so it helps our sales because now people who couldn't, who saw a piece of furniture but they had no way to move it, now they can purchase that furniture and know that it's going to be delivered to them safely, and they have new item, new treasure for their home.
So how do we find you? How do we find where you're going to be?
Well, we have an email list.
Okay.
So you know, our if they want to get in touch with you,
okay,
connect them to us, and we'll put them on our email list. And we send an email out for every single sale that we do.
The pictures and all that kind of good stuff too.
With a link to an ad on estatesales.net, which is the nation's largest estate sale website, and that's where our all the photos reside, with along with the ad.
Great information. We're going to get, if you want more information on estate sales, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to put you in touch with Lisa. Treasured Past is the name of the company. If you go on onto the Facebook page there, we can also just put your name in there and connect you with Lisa and get on her mailing list as well. Listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and financial markets when we come back. Ways to erase your credit card debt. There are strategies involved. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. On Twitter, @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You need trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It's wrong. They all are. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you, ways you can erase your credit card debt. Now, remember, whenever you talk about erasing credit card debt, what is your goal? Now, I know it's getting rid of the credit card debt, but if you're thinking about buying a house, there's one way of doing it. If you're trying to get your FICO score up, there's another way of doing it. If you're just trying to minimize the expense, there's another way of doing that as well. So if the idea is just to get rid of the credit card debt, go at it whole hard, right? Attack the debt with all your resources. Save a little bit of money. Don't take those Starbucks runs. You'll save, $5, $10 a day right there, depending upon your situation. Don't go out to eat. Just start paying off those credit card bills. Put as much minimum payment on the lowest interest rate cards, and then put as much as you can on the higher interest rate cards. Now, you may want to even look into the concept of a balance transfer card. Yes, they're going to charge you a balance transfer fee, but there's a lot of them out there that have no interest rates for a teaser time, 12 months, 18 months, 24 months. Go ahead and put all of them on that. Make as big a payment as you can. Don't go use the other cards and build up the debt on your other cards. That's not the way to do it. But make sure you're using those cards a little bit, because you don't want them to go inactive. So, you know, you might want to put a tank of gas in the car, go home and make a payment on it, and then put that credit card, I say put the credit card in the freezer, deep freeze that thing, right? But, or you might want to put your cell phone payment on there and pay it off every single month. But using that balance transfer, apply for a credit card consolidation loan. Some of those Bankrate says the average is at 16.84%. Well, your credit cards are at 24, 29% interest. You're cutting back the interest right there as well. Remember, when you're looking at our debt management plans, those are a little bit challenging. Be careful of those. Call me before you go into some of them, because a lot of them are big scams. And obviously, if it's really bad, you might need to call our friend Christine Wilton. Christine, I guess she got married, so it's Christine Kingston now. Might have to attorney file bankruptcy. There are issues there as well. Now, if you are just looking to increase your credit score, remember that you want to make two payments every single month on your credit card. You want to go in right before the statement closing date, about a week or so beforehand, figure out how much you owe, pay as much as you can before the statement closing date, not before the payment due date. Pay it before the statement closing date. That way, when they report your score, your balance is as low as possible. Then you might make a minimum payment right before the payment date. But if you do that in the two-step manner that I just shared with you, it'll certainly help your credit scores. That is the Your Credit Matters segment. Again, you buy creditsanitizer.com. Continuing our conversation this morning. So now we talked in the last segment about getting some great bargains, someone's trash, your treasure, with estate sales, good stuff, low price, maybe, but at least a good price, fair price, market price for what it is. You'll get a little bit of new stuff. Now, how do you get it moved? So we're going to talk further. Andy Ingram, 10milemover.com. Now, I bet nobody has to ask you what your website is. I'm a simple guy, so I understand that. So we heard a little bit, there's a story about refrigerators. I heard that we have to ask you about why you don't handle refrigerators.
We first started, I did everything. I was the mover, the backup driver, the
Uber Andy.
Yeah, everything.
Okay.
So I had to figure out how to make the system work, you know, and so I was doing refrigerators to start, and I did about a dozen or so. Probably 80% of those were a problem. Either they're upstairs or they won't fit through the front. I had to take the front door off of four or five houses.
It's hard to do that in a half hour.
Yes, it is.
Right? Especially for me. I can't even do it in an hour and a half.
So we had one in particular that we had to go down that wouldn't fit up the main stairwell. We had to go down the stairs about 30 steps across a dirt field and up the other side about 50 steps up the other side. And my son was with me on this one. And on the way to the delivery point, it took us like an hour and a half just to load it in the truck. On the way to the delivery point now, I'm talking to my son, and I'm like, we just got to hit this guy up for some more money. This is ridiculous for what we're getting for what we had to do.
Sure.
I call the guy and talk to him, and he's like, oh yeah, you'll see the house, or I'm at the apartments. I'll be waiting for you at the electric gate. I'm the guy in the wheelchair.
Ooh.
So I'm like, oh gosh, how am I gonna? There's no way.
How do you talk to a guy in a wheelchair and
complain
say, you
about
know something? I got to hit you for a little more money.
Yeah, I'm complaining
about. Yeah, I got a bad feeling about that one, too. Okay, so.
Can't complain about steps to a guy in a wheelchair.
I get you. So, life assist. What is life assist?
Lift.
Lift. Oh, I can't read either, right? I better enlarge this here. Lift assist. Lift assist.
Oh, my fire guy's going to laugh with this one.
Okay.
And it really
I told
just,
you I don't even get my hands dirty. You know, I'm a guy that talks on radio.
This it really is derived from a typical fire call that we go on quite often. I've fallen and I can't get up. And we help people get back to bed quite often. This is a normal one of our routine calls. So a lift assist. You're at your house and you want to help take a couch upstairs. Or maybe your wife does.
Exactly. I'll see you over there and help my wife carry the couch upstairs.
Exactly.
I get you.
Okay, so we will send a guy over to help somebody take something upstairs or downstairs or take them from one room to the next. You just need an extra set of hands and you don't have anybody to call. Give us a call. We'll send a guy over and we'll do it.
Okay. So those are for people like me with no friends.
Yeah, exactly.
There, got it. Whole houses? You're going to move a whole house too?
No.
Okay, no, so we got to call Louise for that one. So we've got... Well, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I can put you in touch with somebody there. But I love this niche, right? I mean, it's you just need something moved, and you don't have the resources or, you know, I watch a lot of people. I look at, the only shopping I do is at Costco, right?
Okay.
And I don't shop there. I go there to buy.
Right.
Right. But I do is I'm walking past there. I can get in and out in 10 minutes. But you see all those big things there. And I look at it and say, you know, there's no way I can get it home.
Now you got to wait.
Right? So this is, it fits perfect. Now, what about... I mean, you could end up waiting a long time at Costco, right? If I go in there to start, you know, get something, and then you have to wait for them to bring it forward. Is there a time limit that you have for waiting over there to load up or anything like that?
We're on call, on demand. It depends on the availability of drivers. You can request a driver online. You can go look at their profiles. They have a little biography on each guy.
Okay.
And so you can say, yeah, I this guy's close. He works. Let's set him up and book a time.
Okay, so you can pre-book something.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not like Uber you're calling and saying in the neighborhood.
Right. No. I mean, sometimes we can accommodate that.
Okay.
You know, but other times our guys are tied up. It just depends on getting trying to blend driver's availability with the need.
Interesting. And you know something, it's ironic. I shouldn't say funny, kind of ironic, because you're a firefighter.
Yes.
Right. And I think about 90% of the firefighters I've ever come in contact with have some other sort of a side gig that they do. Right. I mean, you got some time, and this seems like it's a great niche to get into.
We have actually some of our ambulance guys, some of our fire guys are starting to come on board as drivers.
I know I walk on Balboa Island and I see half the guys down there are have pickups.
Uh-huh.
Right? So, I mean, this seems like just a great thing. You know, it's not a regular job.
No.
So it's not like I have to be on call every Saturday or every Sunday.
When it's convenient for you, then we try to mix you into the blend of people that have a need in your neighborhood.
Sounds like a great service. If you want more information, I'll be using them. I mean, I think it's a great, great service. Call me 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with Andy, 10milemover.com. It's pretty simple. That's the name of the company and the website. So even a simple guy like me can remember it. And make sure you set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio. We only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.